This is for Jerika. Welcome to the podcast, Living on a Purpose. And I am here to encourage those, inspire those. And this morning, I'm just going to jump right into it. I just woke up and I was feeling my mind and heart was in several different ways. And I felt like the pulling towards my heartstring was kind of heavy. And I began to just tell God, I give this day to you. I give this day, but I was still sluggish in mood change and mood wise and things like that. So I was getting ready to clock on for work. And I said, okay, God, I need you to change this around so my day will look like you. And the words literally came to me. And I know it means something completely different, but for me, what it symbolized, it just blew me away. When I said my mood changed, it was just lifted from my heartstrings. And I thank God for it. I heard in my ear this morning, and it just kept reciting it to me. Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, God has made me who I am. And I have to keep repeating it. Because I'm like, okay, why is this coming to me? I'm like, why am I feeling this? But the more I would say it, the more it was releasing to me. Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, God has made me who I am. Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And I say, okay, now I know I was remembering the scripture in Genesis 2nd and 23rd through 25th verse. And if I recall, it says, then he found bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, named her a woman. She is made from a man. Therefore, a man leaves his father and mother and embrace his wife. I was like, God, what are you saying? And because I'm nowhere near that, but what are you saying? what are you saying in particular with this here? And I just kept saying it as if it was just a vibe, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. God has made me who I am. For me this morning, that scripture is giving me a different sense, and I have to speak on it. Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. It gives me a different metaphor this morning, and it's something that speaks to hope and encouraging of women. Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. I just keep repeating it because it meant something to me. It was power in that. And we have to stop doubting ourselves. We have to stop forcing moments with individuals who has abused us emotionally, physically, financially, and wanting to be in groups and crowds that you never formed us to be in. And the midst of me just was speaking. I'm logging into work and these words are just flowing to me like a river. Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And I kept saying, God, what are you saying? What does this mean? I'm not married. What does this mean? Where is this leading to? What is going on? Like, this is not pertaining to me right now, but what is going on? But it was lifting my heartstrings as I kept saying, and bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. God has made me who I am. And I just kept saying it the whole time. God didn't allow any calls or anything come through. I was like, thank you, God. Because I want to know, what are you saying? And in the midst of that, you have to remind yourself that you are wonderfully created, that you are somebody, and you belong to him more than anybody. I don't care being long to having loner parents. You still belong to God, so you belong to somebody. He already has a fitted place for you. You just have to trust the process of where he's calling you to be at. It may take baby steps and it may take a longer process, but you have to tell him, I trust you. And in that, he was reminding me, you come from me, you are mine. So if it's not that I won't take care of you, who will? So Anything that you're desiring, he has it all. He has it all in his hands. He has already covered you. So in the midst of that, I was like, oh my God, I just feel this. I feel this. And I was like silently praying. I was like, oh my God, don't let nobody call. Don't let nobody call. And I just began to keep bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. God, I trust you. God, I humble myself and I trust you. And if there's anything in the way of me and you, God, you can remove it. You could take it out and cast it away, because I don't want to be distracted this season. I can't stop this season because I know it's something greater. You just want to see if I'm oppressed. You want to see if I'm going to sustain. You're going to see if I'm going to literally just hold on to what you told me. And guess what? I'm believing you for it. And I know it is so. Because for you to confirm this with me this morning, it has told me don't give up. That greater is coming. That even though I can't see it and it hasn't happened yet, and those that are already cut you off and don't believe you because you just talk. A lot of people will say that because they haven't seen it happen in your life. They don't need to see things happen in your life. It's between you and God. When God has given you the vision and the plan, everything about this, that situation, it belongs to God. Everything about that moment is between you and God. So sometimes we have to stop dissecting the vision with other people when other people can't even walk the rope if he laid it out in a format for them to catch it in. I am telling you, do not be dismayed in this day and hour when you catch God cutting people off from you. You have to be encouraged when they walk, because a lot of people are going to walk. He's going to cut them off because he have given them enough space. Sometimes God will give people space in your life just to see if they're going to do right by you. Sometimes God will give a person just a little bit of your time just to see, just to show you the role that they're playing in your life will not get you anywhere. That you're going harder for them than they are for you. And it's a wake-up call that we, as people of God, and stop letting people discourage you, because a lot of people who call God a representations of God are not leveled up to a standard. So stop thinking you got to secretly hold God back out of your life because you're afraid of what others don't think. I don't really care who thinks. I know this is for me, and I know when I'm walking into this season, and I know in this very season, very hour, God will cut people off. Because some people just want to know what you have going on. They just want to see if it's going to fall. They're going to see if it's going to grow, and can they attach themselves. God is detaching people from you for a purpose, and it looks like you have the bitter end of the stick. It looks like at this moment you are swallowing Wahala. It looks like you can't even get your feet off the ground. I hate to tell it to you, go through the course. And I'm encouraging you to do so. Go through the course, because the best thing you could ever do is see a person for who they are. The best thing you could ever do is believe God when they walk, you got me. Because then now you've granted even more favor with God, because now he knows you are limitless with your trust for him. You are limitless with your care for him, because now you're allowing God to carry you in a different emotion. See, that's a different kind of set, because now I didn't gain confidence. Now the enemy is really stirred up, because my confidence level is about to shake them, because they thought you fell off, because they thought what they planted, they thought all the word curses they spoke, they thought all the damage they did, what made you succumb, what made you even doubt yourself. And then what times you were a little shaken. That's what we're human. We are going to be shaken. We are humans. And I'm trying to calm down as I speak this, because I'm so riled up when he was just reminding me I belong to him. Everything about me, my hair, my nose, my lips, my eyes, I belong to him. And this is something that was taught to me growing up. So, and I saw it live through and through. So at the end of the day, there's no way I could walk away from it. There's no way I could lay it down and just casually believe that it's me, myself, that's making things happen. No, it's not. I'm trusting you, God. When I say blindly trusting you at times when I don't even see it, when I don't even know how, God, I am trusting you to be a way out of no way. God, you have made me to be the person I'm becoming. I may not have walked into all of it, touched all of it. Eyes have not seen, nor have ears, God. God, but I'm entering into a place where you all I got left. It's sad that you have to get to a point to like, okay, you didn't took the last of the last. I mean, I don't got nothing. It's almost like you're pleading with God and you're saying, I don't have nothing. But that's what he wanted to hear. That's and it's a good place to catch it now because you don't want to get in a place where it's harder than you know. You don't want to get to a place where he sets you down to realize it. And I always tell God this, please don't set me down. Get my attention now. Get my attention now to see what you're saying. Get my attention now. And I don't want to be like the others. I don't want to marry just because the group is married. That's just foolishness. I don't want to marry just because the time clock on human lives say it's time. But I have to remember, thy ladder should be greater. You bless those people when they were 100. You bless these people when they were just 80, 60. You bless those people then. I know you will bless me now. And this is a present time that you have shown evidence of your healing, of your power through and through. And God, I thank you because I know that I'm yours. And that's the one thing that just, I'm telling you, I know I belong to God. And I needed to hear that today. And he did just that because I was like, wait, there's no marriage in sight. There's no nothing in sight. Like, what is going on? What is going on? And I have to remind myself because things did not work or it didn't work then, I have to trust God's time and not man. I have to trust what he is allowing at the time. And in the midst of it, I have to remember, God has made me who I am is more powerful. That will sustain me, that will help me to believe, transform, to be transformed, to be renewed, to be restored. God is more powerful in that than whatever plan I thought I had. And to those that are human nature, it looks like you failed. I'm glad you feel that way. Sometimes you got to acknowledge idiots when you see them. And I don't want to call anybody an idiot, but sometimes you just have to call a spade what it is. I'm glad you see it that way. Because seeing it that way from you makes me really see who you are. So now God has just what? Now two birds down with one stone. I see you. Because your plan was to interrupt the progress anyway. So I couldn't see it because the natural eyes, you're a ruler, you're on my side, you're on my team. But underneath of that was you being you in a hidden cheerleader outfit. You were cheering me on, but you had a motive to discourage me, a motive to sabotage you. People will have sabotage your spirits. No, they have them, but still want to console you as if I'm with you. That's when we have to really consult God on who we are and whose we are. Because you can't get in a hype of people. People will hype you up knowing they think differently of you. Knowing that you belong to God is more than enough to sustain you on your going through season, your present season. I know everybody's in a cheerful season where they just see all glitz, glamour, and money, but then you also see people. And I've been on my blogging lately as well, and I've watched some of those girls who still hold that camera up and they don't even feel like it. Because it's not just for them that they do it. It's because they know somebody else is feeling that same way because their spirit may be a little bit more upper. It's to encourage you. Sometimes you have to take the meat off the bone, which is more feeding and healthier for you to digest, and that you need not to partake of. The Holy Ghost will never allow you to swallow any poison. He will protect you. When you belong to God, it's a different kind of walk, and people will discourage you. And for some, it may be their past where people will hold your past against you as if they got the power and the gate to hell and heaven to put you in. Stop letting people arrest you to your past. That is something that people cannot live past because it's an allowed spirit that you are tolerating in your life. If somebody can still bring up to you 40 years and they cannot see the growth that you have changed, that you have had in your life, if they can go back and pull up your nastiest moments in life, just to humiliate you, just to just bring it out in front of people to see if they belittle you in front of them. That's not your group of people. That's not your person. Because I don't need a friend of me that's dressed up like they for me in a friend's t-shirt. That's foolishness. I want people to embrace God's spirit this season. And I want you to remember that you are his bone. You are his flesh. You are created. So you cannot get discouraged on your course. That's when you get around people that really know God. They're going to give you the truth and help you to move on. Now, in the truth, you got to be ready to receive. You got to be ready to receive the positive feedback and also the corrective side. People don't want to be corrected now. Because correcting someone is almost like murder. Correcting someone is almost like you've stole something for them. But that's the mature level when you grow. That's the difference of growth. Because when people can tell you something and you take it home with you, it's for you to dissect what belongs to me and what I need to fall off. Now, sometimes you can say a silent prayer like, God, if this for me to receive, show me how to digest this. Show me how to walk into it to make the corrections. And if it's not, you can say, hey, God, I reject it. Okay? I'm rejecting this from my life. And I'm just going to make it my business to believe God. I have so many things going on. And God reminded me, if I stay a course, if I be resilient, if I don't move my feet and show him, I really believe the point I'm in right now where God has removed everybody from me and I appreciate it. It may be days that it kind of pinched me a little bit, but sometimes you could be good to a person. That don't mean they're good to you back. You could tell a person, this is hurting me. What you said, I just didn't agree with it. And I'm coming to you out of a pure heart. Now you're being combative. And so when you have those that I can't tell you that this is hurting me, and you continue to hurt me, they're not your people. And that's something you have to maneuver through. When you just passing through, and my mom told me this a long time ago, you can't save everybody. Because I have that complex where I want to fix this. I want to fix this. The only thing I'm doing this season, and I'm making note of it, and I'm speaking it loudly, I'm saving myself. I'm saving Frederica. She needs her. She wants her. She wants her to be happy. She needs the love on her even more. And I love myself from my head to my toes. I literally love myself. And can nobody take that? But I need to gracefully accept my challenges, accept my growth, where I see myself and how to get there. And I need to trust God for the plan that he has for me. That even though he's detached everything I thought I knew, I trust you in this season. And I trust you not because I'm sad or not because I'm happy in a moment. I trust you because I'm bone of your bone and I'm flesh of your flesh. God has made me who I am. And that right there symbolizes it's already done. You have made me who I am. Who I am. You hear the completion in that? I am already. See, people have to understand the difference of we'll be going to, I am. I am means I'm walking into this thing. I am means I've already walked into it. I've already walked into it. Now I have to wait to, God wants to see our consistency. Sometimes we say we're waiting on God, we're waiting on God. No, God is waiting for us to be consistent. God is waiting on us, whether it's blogging, to, okay, post. What can they tell you? When the world cannot take anything from you that they didn't give you, they have nothing. So you'll catch those that are saying something negative to you because it's discouragement because they don't have the courage to do so. When you think about hopefulness, when you think about who you belong to, you're never dismayed. You're never down for long. It may be only but a moment, but he lifts up a standard. Lift up your heads, all ye gates, be lifted up. The King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. That right there is my part. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what they say. Your family can walk off. Your friends. Sometimes people you've been knowing 10, 20, 30 years can walk off. Let them. Sometimes you have to let people be people. You have to let people be people. When even, and I'm going to encourage these girls here, even in your single days, even in your single moments, stay hopeful. Because you don't want to be in regret. You don't want to sign a contract. You don't want to sign anything and live in miserable. You don't want to be fake happy. So you have to wait on God and not look at what other people got, because a picture goes up, but you don't know what's going on in their home, and you don't need to know. I had more joy these last months minding my business, staying true to me, discovering the things I need for me, and away from people. And I know it's kind of hard to say sometimes when God is doing the work in you, he just wants you and him. And it may feel like, well, how am I going to do this? I don't even have nobody on my team. I don't have nobody that supports it. Like, how am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? Trust in him. Because one thing about it, if he spoke it to you, he gave it to you, he will have the right audience for you. He will have the right audience for you. And that's no matter what. Lean into the grace. Lean into the hope. Lean into the person God created you to be. No matter what, you are the jewel. You are a gem that God is going to dust off himself. When I tell you, when God dusts you off, everything about that moment, every door attached that already had your name, the ones you even lost. I hear people saying, you better move now. You're going to miss your season. You're going to move now. But catch this. If this was already mine, whether I get it now or later, but I don't want you to stop working for it. Let's get that correct. Because you have to have an expectation. You don't know what God could do if you don't have an expectation. You don't really know how good he is. We can look at the trees and all the landscape, all the things he has done. The healing. But until you move into something, or you lose things, or lose something, you won't know God, what God can do, until you begin to trust him. Now it's just you and him. And it's something that we have to stop being fearful of not having a crowd. Mm-hmm. Crowds is what gets us in jail. Crowds is what gets us to places we shouldn't be in. Crowds are what manipulate the trust and break the foundation of what we have for God. Because if you look at it, you can be wounded by so many people for so long because you being true and they being fake, that you begin to put the responsibility of discernment that you should have on to God. And you transfer this energy to God. Like, I've been so disappointed. Like, how God is doing. No. This is discernment you should have. Because where peace doesn't abide, you dust your feet. So when you discern that something is not right, you can go into a room and you discern something right away. He'll either tell you to pray. He'll either tell you, okay, go. That's how God operates. So when you know God, it's not, you have to, and God challenges us. He will see how far we are with him. He will literally set us up on a task to show you, have you grown? So it's about being elevated, knowing your portion. Because I can't expect God to give me the world when I can't handle the plan that's in front of me, the path that's in front of me. It will make no sense. He will open shame you. And that's a correction. But when you could get it all together before anything, I'd rather be corrected by God now than to get corrected in front of him, in front of a crowd of people. because now I've done the work within myself. Now I'm confident that I have this anointing, that I have, I'm kingdom building. I have this call on my life that I can walk into it because I have the authority to do so. You have to know what room you're headed into, and do you have the authority to do so? Because God releases an anointing for that very time that helps you in that room, that corrects that room. Because when you're correcting something, it has to be at a standard. It has to be ready to receive. And those that will receive it, that's what he meant for you to do. And those that will not, they're not there yet. They're not there yet. That don't mean that That doesn't mean that, okay, I should do this and I should do that. He releases you for a time. And that time is to catch that attention of those he needs to catch. Because everybody is not for everybody. But he have you on assignment. And he wants to know that you're consistent. He wants to know that you can show him. It's not about God showing us. He has showed us every day he wakes us up. He has showed us every time when the food pantry got short, he refilled it. He allowed it to be so. Because you can go in places to get food all day, but they could turn you around. It is God shows you in different aspects of your life. I've been there the whole time. So when you realize that battle isn't yours, you accept him. You accept the grace, the call. You accept, okay, God, it's me and you. It's me and you. What do you need from me? What I need to do? And he begins to pull on you because you trust him. Now he knows he could trust you. See, that's where it goes at. Now he knows he could trust you. Because you don't want God to give you something he can't trust you with and then commit damnation to your own soul, cut your own self. You don't want to take your own hands and basically kill your own self. Because he trusted you and you weren't equipped enough. He equips us for moments. And these are some real devils that are fighting this season. These are not little, okay, we rebuke you in Jesus' name, throw your hands. These are things you have to literally fast pray and break. And it's a move of God. It is a move of God. So where God is pressing you at, you better believe he's getting you ready. He's getting you ready for a move. So you have to accept the challenge. You have to accept the grace. You have to accept the call. And God, I thank you for the Holy Ghost because you moved this morning. I needed that. I needed that this morning more than anything. And I was like, I have to share this with my podcast. I have to share this in my podcast. Stop doubting who you are because old friends have walked away. Let them walk. These are the same people that are still out there having a good time, lost, don't know no better, don't want to be corrected, who will overtalk you just to say, to show you their level of ignorance. When people speak out of tongues, it's an ignorance about them that have not been developed, corrected, are checked by the Holy Ghost. These people today, the Holy Ghost has to correct them. Because in their own eyes, wrong is right. Stay encouraged, people. Stay on the course. It's going to be difficult. It's going to look like, okay, what am I doing? That's why I renamed this blog, Living on the Purpose. Whatever it is, let your intentions be real. Let it be real. Let it be intentional. Because no matter what you put out there, somebody is watching. Somebody is needing. Somebody is looking for a way out. And it could be through a prayer. It could be through just you saying, God loves you. Because some people need to hear that. Like, I needed to hear that this morning and didn't even know. Like, I'm like, where? He blew my mind this morning. It is more to it. I written down everything. And God just literally blew my mind this morning. And he lifted up. He will lift. I'm telling you. Let God be the lifter of it. From now on, moving forward, let God be the lifter of you, your situation, your family. Let God be the lifter. And even those that need correcting in your family, let God be the lifter. Because guess what? It's some devils in your family. You just got to let God deal with. I don't care how you pray for them, how nice you are. They're nasty. And you have to give them to God. In this season, it's all about you and God. It's all about you and God. And put that time aside to fast and pray. And put that time aside, God. It is me and you. This is my ugly truth. This is me coming out. This is me telling you I need you. And I don't have anything else. I don't have nobody. This, if he has to break you down to get to the core of you, then let God pull on you. Because in the end, you want that manifestation. You want that hope. You want everything that God has for you. And God sometimes just wants to pour his Holy Spirit out on us, but we're too rejective because we're busy focused on everything else and everybody else. And guess what? When those people walk out of your life, when they got their coins up, as they say, when they got their bread up, when they got their friends back around, now they feeling real good. They don't no longer need you. And now you're sitting there with the empty shelves they brought you with. Plus, like, you don't have anybody to call. Yes, you can. Bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. You go back to your creator from where he first. I love it when I first saw the light. That song right there does something to me as well. When I first saw the light, go back to that day when you first rediscovered God and what he did. Because you're going to have to be reminded. There are many times in your life, you're going to have to be reminded when you first saw the light. Because he pulled you in. And that's what he's doing now. It's just in a different form where he pulls you in, when everything gets tighter on you. When the ropes of life are like hell has broken loose and you have nothing. God has you. He has you covered. He has you in his hand. But he want to trust you. Can God really trust you? That's the question. I don't usually put the questions on my podcast that can God really trust you? Because I promise you, if you get doubt out of your life, depression, and that depression turn it into you pulling on God, because God is not depressed. Depression is not in heaven, so I shouldn't have it on earth. Whatever's loose in heaven, it should be loose on earth. Heaven ain't got depression. It ain't mine. So I'm going to get around positive people. And I'm going to get around. If you got to take a little medication, ain't nothing wrong with that too. Because we want you stabilized when you walk into this. We want you stabilized. We want you healed. We want you saved, sanctified, and delivered. If you have to have medication, guess what? That's your portion right now. And when that day comes and you're delivered, because you can't think in a crowded mind. People have to understand, when your mind is crowded, ain't nothing getting in there. Just a jam-packed concert, and ain't nobody moving wall to wall up in here. That's how your mind can be sometimes. And that's how the devil plays. Because you can't think clearly in a congested mind. Thank you, God. In a congested mind. I want you to remember your purpose. You are his. Nobody can take anything from you. You are his. Stop doubting yourself. You belong to him. I wanted to come on here, speak to my kingdom people, speak to my, just my amazing self. This was for me today, and I just wanted to share it. I'm his, and he has made me. I'm God's alone. I belong to him, and I'm just overjoyed with it. The simplest message, but I'm overjoyed with it. And I thank you guys. If you listen, if you subscribe, God bless you. I appreciate you. More updates will be coming. I'm committed to updating. Not as long as this one, but I just wanted to share. God bless you. May God be the crown on your head and the grace in your heart. Change for the better. But don't forget why you're changing your purpose. Live it on a purpose. This is Frederica. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.